March is Women's History Month, and to celebrate, we're bringing you three interviews with women from across the health sector who all care about health equity and patient communication. In today's episode, I get to sit down with Dr. Tequina Davis as she shares research and a personal story about spirituality and faith and its influence on people's decisions. Hi, everybody. I'm Dr. Anne Marie Liebel, and this is 10 Minutes to Better Patient Communication from Health Communication Partners. If you like the show, you'll love our courses. Our course, Equitable Patient Education, promotes high-quality clinical practice in patient education by helping prevent avoidable errors. Learners say there's a lot of eye-opening information I hadn't considered before, and this course helped me look at myself as an educator and helped me step back and analyze how I can be a better nurse. For more information, visit healthcommunicationpartners.com. Dr. Tequina Davis has researched the role of spirituality and faith as part of what shapes patients' decision-making and how they approach their health. Dr. Davis tells me how she connects research and practice as a health educator, and she shares a powerful story about what she's learning about the blending of the personal and the professional. I'm live via Zoom with Dr. Tequina Davis. Dr. Davis is a managing partner for Healthy Strategies and adjunct professor at Purdue University Global in the Health Sciences Department. Dr. Davis, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much. Thanks for having me, Dr. Anne Marie.
I'm so glad to be here, and I'm going to ask your permission. Dr. Davis and I have known each other for years. Dr. Davis, can I call you TQ?
Anne Marie, yes, you can.
Thank you so much. So, TQ, what is a problem or issue that you are facing related to patient communication?
Well, one thing that has been on the top of my priority is how spirituality and faith is considered a part of modeling and sculpting decision making. And so when we look at religion and spirituality, it has a significant influence on people's understandings of the world, their emotions, their psychology, and how they approach their health. So as public health professionals and healthcare providers, understanding the impact of religious beliefs on patients' decision making is crucial for providing appropriate care. So one thing to think about, Anne-Marie, is there was a poll done in 2021 through Gallup, and it stated that at least 3 out of 4 Americans identify with a specific religious faith. So that's a large amount of folks that consider religion as part of their lives.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And so that this sounds like something where there's is there research on this? Do we know, like, this sounds like something that it's been studied before?
Yes, that's a really good question. So like in the past decades, like several organizations like the American College of Physicians, the American Medical Association, and the American Nurses Association, they have recognized the role of spirituality in clinical care. So the incorporation of spirituality into medical education has been prompted by many publications and the growing evidence of relationship with health, and resulting in thousands of articles actually being published in scientific journals. So again, it just harpens on acknowledging patients' religious beliefs and fostering cultural sensitivity is essential for providing holistic and effective healthcare. Understanding the intersection of religion and health allows public health professionals and clinicians to support their patients' well-being better. Mm-hmm. Spiritual and religion has a huge impact on decision making.
So thanks for that, TQ. And this is not a research base that I knew a whole lot about. So how have you been facing this issue of trying to get, trying to understand more about the intersection of religion and health? How have you been facing this?
Good question. Another good question. So I've actually had the opportunity of doing some research myself. So my research aligns with other research identifying that patients often turn to their religious and spiritual beliefs when making medical decisions. Religion and spirituality can impact like someone's diet, medicine, treatment, and self-care choices. Other research supports that many groups dealing with major life stressors such as natural disasters, illnesses, loss of loved ones, divorce, several medical illnesses show that religion and spirituality are generally helpful to people in coping, especially with people with fewest resources facing the most uncontrollable problems. So it's important that people can draw on religion and spirituality resources to tie better adjustment in times of crisis. So there's lots of research that actually supports this type of work. So as a health educator, I've had the opportunity to speak to various community members and provide education on various health topics like diabetes, hypertension, stress management, and tobacco education. And I would always share my story and my perspective as I would open up regarding my religion and how it helped me cope with life stressors. I would notice like eyes were lighting up and slight smiles starting to form on people's faces or even heads start to nod. So like these nonverbal cues would tell me that what I was saying was resonating with a few of the people in the room. And then all of a sudden I would hear, well, yes, me too. So this allowed the floodgates to open up. And once that happened, it was a party, right? And so we would be able to share our stories and open up to them. They opened up to me. And then the mood in the room, it changed. So it's been very impactful from a research perspective and also from as a health educator.
I mean, that's where I'm sitting here nodding and trying not to make noises to interrupt you too, but I'm feeling it. Like I can see you're not just coming from the research base, but you're also living it. Like this is your practice. You're talking about your own experiences and you're using that shared connection with the patients to kind of allow other things to happen. So what are you learning from doing it like this, TQ?
Well, so like my personal experiences have changed how I've related to patients in the past and how I navigate health education and promotion today. So as public health professionals and me specifically as a health educator, you know, we have hearts and we have a passion to always want to help others and point them in the right direction. Within my new professional journey, I'm learning more about biases. I'm learning more about stigma and I'm learning more about application of empathy. So with the current project I'm working with, it's a faith-based organization and also leaders to address addiction and recovery within their congregation and within their community. So we all know, we think about addiction as having a stigma, and there's a large body of research there that indicates the stigma is like pervasive, is rooted in the belief in addiction is a personal choice. But this project has allowed me to do self-reflection, Anne-Marie. So like my previous work experiences were guided by professional TQ. And with this recovery project, personal TQ is now taking over. And so what I mean by that, I was recovering from a loss of identity, changing careers. I had medical issues. I had family dynamics shifting, financial uncertainty in unpredictable situations. So I wasn't in control. So I realized that I was internalizing and handling the outside situation very unhealthy. And I knew I needed help. I knew professionally that a mental health professional could help me. I knew mental health was an issue. And I learned from my professional life how behavioral health impacts your overall health and quality of life. So I had to tell myself, go get help.
TQ, thank you for that. Thank you for sharing that and trusting me and us with your story, that truly practicing what you preach, truly living your mission in what you are doing. So what are next steps for you? Or do you have any words for people who are facing similar issues?
So next steps from a health education, public health, and even a clinical perspective, how can we tap into this whole idea of spirituality and religion, you know, and understanding how spirituality has a cultural impact and it's an identity, right? And has come increasingly recognized as a factor to why patients make certain decisions. Mm-hmm. So we all understand from a clinical standpoint, professional standpoint, we understand cultural competency in healthcare involves the recognition of differences in cultural knowledge and identity, including language, religion, and can be addressed at multiple levels. So public health and healthcare professionals, we go through much schooling. We do a lot of continuing education. I would encourage professionals to keep an open mind to understand the why. And for some, religion could be the why. And as professionals, we must do everything we can do to provide the best quality of care so our patients can have an excellent quality of life. And it doesn't mean you need to go out and read the Quran or the Bible or the Torah. It's about respect and empathy so our patients feel okay in opening up to us.
Dr. T.Q. Davis, thank you so much for being on the show today.
Thank you for having me, Dr. Anne Marie. I appreciate it.
Thank you again to Dr. Davis for her scholarship and her candor, both of which take enormous strength and grace. Links to Dr. Davis's info is in the transcripts at healthcommunicationpartners.com. This has been 10 Minutes to Better Patient Communication from Health Communication Partners. Audio engineering and music by Joe Liebel. Additional music by Alexis Rounds.
Thanks for listening to 10 Minutes to Better Patient Communication from Health Communication Partners, LLC. Find us at healthcommunicationpartners.com.